It's radio news. There's total fire bans in much of the state's east today as warm temperatures and strong winds have firefighters on high alert. They're closely watching a blaze at Beacon Hill on Sydney's northern beaches amid concerns it could flare up again today. A manhunt is underway in Brisbane following the stabbing of a security guard at an exclusive private boarding school. The guard was attacked by an intruder at Somerville House around 5:30 this morning. A man has been found dead at the scene of a motorbike crash 12 hours after he was reported missing by his family. The body of the 40-year-old was discovered at Caramba near Coffs Harbour. A man will appear in court this morning charged over the bashing of a woman in Martin Place more than 10 years ago. The victim suffered serious facial injuries when she was hit with a cricket bat. And Apple has unveiled its new iPhone 8, but it won't be cheap, with the premium version of the phone to retail at more than $1,500 in Australia. To sport now, and Penrith captain Matt Moylan won't be making a surprise comeback in Friday night's NRL semi against Brisbane. Broncos star Darius Boyd is in doubt for the match with a hamstring problem. The NRL's official review of Cronulla's loss to North Queensland has found that the refs got all of the major decisions right. The Sharks and Manly look set to challenge heavy fines for criticising match officials. Australia coach Mal Meninga has named Cronulla's James Maloney at halfback in the Prime Minister's 13 to take on PNG next week. Meninga says the match will be a genuine selection trial for Australia's World Cup squad. Australia has thrashed the India Board 11 by 103 runs in the one-day tour match in Chennai. Marcus Stoinis top-scored with 76. David Warner, Steve Smith and Travis Head also scoring half-centuries. Doomben 10,000 winner Red Zill has locked in a spot in next month's $10 million Everest. The sprinter will line up against Everest favourite Chautauqua in the shorts at Randwick on Saturday. Meantime, Winx has drawn Barrier 1 for the George Main Stakes. And Alex Wilkinson returns from ankle surgery when Sydney FC takes on Melbourne City in tonight's FFA Cup quarter-final at Leichhardt Oval. Sydney weather warm and windy with tops of 32 degrees. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
At Sky Sports Radio, we live and breathe Sydney Spring Carnival. Will there be another Winx magic moment in the Group 1 George Main at Royal Randwick? From 6:30 Saturday morning, Racing HQ will speak with the Winx team. For everything Winx this spring, stay with your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Whether you like having a bet, a punt, or even a flutter, it's time to get on Trackside. With races 24-7 and better odds on all runners in all races, you've got more chances to win big. Head to your local tab to get on Trackside. Gamble responsibly.
At Bing Lee, receive a bonus 10% gift card when you purchase a cooking appliance or dishwasher featured in the catalogue. Only at Bing Lee for a limited time. Check out the catalogue now at binglee.com.au or see in store for details.
Watch the Briz Up footage from Cranbourne and Canterbury of Inglis ready-to-race two-year-olds on the Inglis Sales iPad app and at inglis.com.au. Find your future winner at the Inglis ready-to-race sale, Wednesday, October 4 at Oaklands, Melbourne.
Sky Sports Radio is your Spring Carnival headquarters. Every day you get the advantage of the best form analysts, plus interviews with the key players, just like Peter Snowden on the return of Russian Revolution.
He's been down there a week now, went to Mooney Valley on Tuesday and worked, so he's settled in terrific. He looks really well, the horse has done a power of work, but also he's very fresh as well, so he's there to run well. Want to be pretty smart to beat him.
For everything on the Everest, stay with Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. It's 7 past 10. We've got racing today at Canterbury, of course. Greg Carmody there. I think probably in his shorts and T-shirt today. Morning, Greg. How are you?
Morning, Sean.
Now, tell us the track today. I'd imagine with the weather the way it is, it'll be a reasonably good track.
Yeah, Sean, we've got a good four this morning. We've been watering every day this week, bar Thursday, so yeah. We've tried to keep that moisture in the top of it, and we're quite pleased with how it's come out with a good four at Tenno today is 4.74.
All right, and where's the rail today, Greg?
Rail pops out to 6 metres from our 2 weeks ago. We were at 3. And we were a good 3 that day with a Tenno of 4.52. So, you know, 5.2 to 7.4, we've got to retain a bit more moisture in it for today.
Greg, you mentioned that you've had to water almost daily. Is this unusual for this time of the year for you or not?
Oh, look, we are in spring, but, yeah, these conditions that we have are very rare at the moment, Sean, and like, we haven't had rain at Canterbury for 17 days.
Gee.
And the last time we had it, we only had 3 mil, so it's just like a hit of irrigation anyway. So, very rare.
All right, well, today, good luck. Looks like a great day. 8 races there, and enjoy the day and slip, stop, slap.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Sean.
Good on you, Greg. Greg Carmody joining us there. It's 9:10 at Sky Sports Radio. Ray Thomas from the Daily Telegraph. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, interesting meeting, isn't it, this afternoon, Sean, on this good four. I dare say you'll probably get an upgrade given it's so warm and quite windy at the moment. And as I said, interesting meeting, but certainly the focus is on Woman, the Frankel Moore Joyce filly, making her debut in race 3. Really interesting to see how she goes, Sean.
Yeah, Paul Joyce from RaceNet. How are you, Paul?
Good morning, Sean. Morning, Ray. Good morning, punters. Yeah, I'm really well, Sean. Beautiful day. Feels like a bit of summer, doesn't it, really? And good four, but I expect an upgrade, as Ray said. I'm surprised if they'll keep that moisture into the track come 1 o'clock this afternoon. And it's a really good little card of racing, so looking forward to it.
And from tab.com.au, Glenn Munsey. Morning, Munts.
Morning, Sean. Morning, Ray. Morning, Pa. Yeah, there's nowhere you'd rather be on a day like today than out at the races and outside, except if you're locked in a studio for 7 or 8 hours.
Which you'll love.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, it allows you to wear makeup legally, so don't complain.
Yes, and I tell you what, it's sadly needed.
You can put the paint on, but the rust will come through, Munns. Don't worry about that, mate. All right. Now, the first today, we've got a full field.
Yeah, it's the Pluckett Vinery here. It's a benchmark 73 for three-year-olds over 1,100 metres, and we start with Charlie Chapp. With the blinkers on today, despite being a last start winner, he's a $9 chance. Beacon, with winkers on today, favourite, $165. Mariska at $4.20. We've got Yulong Jingjing at $5. And Work Drinks is a $19 chance. Not much activity this morning outside of Beacon. It's been 170 into 165. I have noticed Yulong Jingjing has been 7.50 into 5, but you might find this remarkable, boys. My computer not working properly here.
There's always something new for you, Munns. Now, look, speed-wise, Work Drinks, Mariska, Beacon, the three on-pace runners. And I wouldn't be surprised if Charlie Chapp jumped a lot better with the blinkers first time. So really, it's only Yulong Jingjing that I could map going back in the small field.
Yeah, terrific little race to open the program, isn't it? Paul's got Beacon, the odds on favour. He was beaten last start over this course and trip, up against four last start winners, three of them unbeaten. I'm going to give the favourite another chance. Look, I thought there was plenty of merit in his defeat that day. He really hit the line hard, almost caught, could have been, who flipped away to a big lead into the straight. He'd won his previous start at Wyong, beating Fager, who's franked the form since. Just noticed that the James Cummings stable have given Beacon a soft barrier trial in between runs, and I think he's the horse to beat here. The one gate certainly an advantage. I thought Work Drinks was over the odds, Paul. She did a really good job on debut at Hawkesbury. Ran time, did it comfortably, won by a margin, could have won by further. Jumped and ran that day, as I said, did everything right at the $19. She'll run a race here at odds against some smart horses. The one Charlie Chapp, the blinkers go on today, a significant gear change, as Glenn mentioned, because even though he did win at Hawkesbury first up, again, he did a few things wrong, but this horse is a talent, and I hope I'm not underselling number three, Mariska. Beautifully bred filly, did a really good job on debut, beating Should Have Been. Hit the line hard that day, and she can only improve off that with race experience. As I said, terrific race to open the card. 5 legitimate chances. I've got 2 Beacon on top from 5, 1, and 3.
Yes, Ray, I've gone 1, 3, 2, 5. I'm just leaning at number 1, Charlie Chapp, at the good odds. I think you can have something on him straight out and get yourself off to a flying start. I've seen plenty of him at the races. He's a big, strong three-year-old. He's got the blinkers going on first time, as we've mentioned. First up at Hawkesbury, he was heavily backed off a very sharp trial win, and he got the job done, but he was still very green and very raw, which is surprising considering he's had 10 starts, including a crack at a Group 1, which he did in the JJ Atkins last campaign. So he's got the class on his side. He's a great type. And I just think if these blinkers do the trick with him and really get him to focus, get him out of the gates a bit better than what he can sometimes dawdle out, I think he can give these other runners a real decent scare here at the good odds. Number three, Mariska. Well, she couldn't have done much more than she did on debut. She was heavily backed also, got the job done. She's got the early pace. The two, Beacon, he hasn't done anything wrong so far. He beat Fager on his merits on debut, and he was then beaten by Could Have Been, but he found the line strongly here last time, so no complaints with him. And the five Work Drinks, as you said, Ray, what more could have she done on debut when she won by two lengths at Hawkesbury? So even Yulong Xingxian, who I've left out, she's one from one. She just didn't catch my eye at the trials, but you couldn't really put the pen through her either. 1, 3, 2, and 5, specking number one, Charlie Chap, for a good start to the day.
All right, race two, we've got a full field.
Yeah, it's the McGrath Estate Agents here. This is a benchmark 70 for fillies and mares, and we start with Absolute Ripper at $3.60, and that's equal favourite. Coco Excel at $5, Istria at $4.60. We've got O'Reilly Cyrus with the blinkers off and the synthetic hoof filler off at $5. Sexy Eyes, that's the name of the horse, Sean, settle down, at $3.60, equal favourite. And Naylor's Gift is a $26 chance. Just looking, and I'm trying to look at fluctuations only here from this morning, Absolute Ripper's been 4 into 360.
Yeah, well, look, Absolute Ripper maps to lead here. Mum's in the small field. She's the only real on-pace runner that I could find. The Coco Excel has shown pace in the past, but I think the Wallace Stable's been trying to teach her to settle looking at her trials, and the rest of them settle midfield or back. So Absolute Ripper to lead, Coco Excel to trail, right?
Yeah, and she might get a picnic in front of Absolute Ripper. She'll be really hard to run down, but I've been taken by the three Istria's two trials coming into her return to racing today, Paul. She showed a lot of promise last prep. A couple of things went wrong in kicking the back end of her prep, but she's a very promising type from the Godolphin stable, this mare, and as I said, she's just caught my eye in those two recent trials, particularly at Rose Hill behind Mistlecote. I think she's set to run very well fresh today. The danger, I thought, was number four, O'Reilly Cyrus. Again, a mare who's really caught my eye at the trials. Her most recent trial was second to Madison Avenue. She was jogging on the in that trial going to the lines. Looks to have come up really well for Joe Pride here. One of the co-favourites, number five, Sexy Eyes, probably had her chance at Canterbury. It was a fair run. That was over 1,200 metres. Just coming back to 1,100 was a slight issue, but her debut win was excellent. The two Coco Excel, Paul's points well made. If she can produce her trial form on race day, she'd be hard to beat, but she has been ridden conservatively in her recent trials. They're trying to teach her to settle. The other co-favourite, Absolute Ripper, no knock on her, and if she gets that soft lead, really hard to beat. And again, Paul, small field, intriguing race. I've got three Istria on top, 3, 4, 5, and 2 in second.
Yeah, look, I'm leaning to the one. I've gone 1, 2, 5, 4, Absolute Ripper on top. I just think she'll find the front. Blake McDougall's 3 kilo claim brings her in well at the weight. She hasn't trialled, but she's got great first up stats. And the 1,100 metre run she has had, she was beaten a nose by Isla Tristana, and that was at Rose Hill in one of the Tab highways where she was in front basically until the last stride. So I think she'll get the 1,100. I don't think she'll get a lot further than 1,100, but she won't need to today. I think she'll give you a great sight in front. The two Coco Excel, I think she's the obvious threat. If she can produce her best form, she probably wins this. But she's always mixed her form throughout all of her campaigns to date. So I want to see her put a few together before I back her. The five Sexy Eyes may have been flattered on debut. There wasn't much depth out of that Gosford maiden that she won. And then last time at Canterbury has raced it, she had her chance there. She was just safely held late. And number four, O'Reilly Cyrus, barrier one, trialling well. She could definitely get the breaks today. But I'm sticking with the obvious here. Number one, Absolute Ripper to lead throughout. 1, 2, 5, and 4.
All right, we're going to the third event here, the Tab Awards Handicap, and take out Wild About Her, number four.
Yes, and this is a three-year-old filly's maiden over 1,250 metres, and we start with Fifth Affair with the blinkers on is a $3.40 chance. Mystic Empire with blinkers on at $5. Lorcel at $7. Wild About Her came out yesterday, 23 cents to win and nothing to place. Woman is a $2.20 favourite. Union Jews with the winkers on at $11. Waitemata Harbour at $34, and Whitney Star is a $51 chance. Well, up until this morning, all the money was for Woman here, with the scratching of Wild About Her, had firmed up yesterday, was 2.15 after the scratching, got into as short as 2.10, so it's 2.10 out to 2.20 this morning. In the same period of time, the toppy, Fifth Affair, has been $4.20 in to $3.40.
Yeah, no surprise they've come for the one here, Martin. But looking at the map, Mystic Empire blinkers back on leads. I think the Ruffy Whitney Star will go forward, provided she jumps okay. Lord's Earl won't be far off, and Union Dew's probably box seat Fifth Affair handy. And Woman from that barrier, look, I think Karen McAvoy will make his mind up once he hits the ground, but I'd expect her just to trail the speed here, Ray.
Yeah, she's a little awkwardly drawn, isn't she, Paul, on the outside of the seven-horse field. In her trial, she hasn't shown blinding speed at all, so Paul's right. I think Karen will be looking for a trail, but I can't tip against her. I've been really impressed by her two trials since she's been back in work this spring, particularly the way she's attacked the line. She won her first trial at Randwick, powering home late, and then last start chased a tearaway leader and was closing fast. This is the filly by Frankel out of More Joy. She's bred to be very, very good. She looks pretty smart, and I think provided Karen McAvoy gets any sort of luck early and just finds some cover, she'll certainly be hitting the line. I've got her on top, number five, Woman. From number one, Fifth Affair, and look, no surprise that Glenn Minton has been money for this filly. She was good first up in the Mariska race, closed late. She'll improve off that. Going out to 12.50 certainly suits. Drawn the one gate, she'll get a soft run. She'll be hitting the line hard. Number six, Union Jews. Nicely bred, fastnet, rock filly from Team Hawks stable. Only had the one start, was beaten a fairway in a soft track at Seymour. But, Paul, I liked her recent trial at Rose Hill. She was sneaking up along the fence without being fully tested. Wouldn't be surprised to see her run well here at her Sydney debut. And number two, Mystic Empire, probably leads as Paul suggested. And if she gets a soft lead, we'll take catching. Certainly she's fitter for two runs back from a spell, but she does need to lift. Woman, all eyes are on her in race three. I've got her on top, 5, 1, 6, and 2.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray. 5, 1, 2, and 3. Look, she's been trialling well. She's obviously superbly bred. She looks a really good type too, so keen to just see her parade, make sure she's doing all those things right. But as long as she does that, she gets any sort of luck in the run, I think we'll see a very smart filly debut today. And there's not a lot of depth in this race. I think they've found the right race for her to kick off. Number one, Fifth Affair, I think she's the only serious threat because she's had those two very close seconds last campaign. She's resumed well here at Canterbury. So I think from barrier one, she's also got the blinkers first time today. She is the danger. Number two, Mystic Empire, stablemate of Woman. I'd be very surprised if she could defeat the stablemate, but she'll go forward with the blinkers back on and give you a sight. And number three, Lorcelle, the first starter for Godolphin. She's probably bred to get over more ground herself. She hasn't really shown me the same ping in the trials that Woman has. So I think she's one of the better bets of the day. 5, 1, 2, and 3.
All right, and you know what, he was singing that old song for the group, Woman, You're Breaking Me, on the way home in the car, I can tell you. Now, the fourth, put out four lights and eight Spencer.
Now, the major breaking news here, Sean. Larry's back up and going. In the first, the only one that's had support this morning is Beacon. In race two, I think I might have wrapped in too early here. Now, in race two, little money invested on the race. All of it is on Sexy Eyes so far today. In race three, continues, the only one that's been supported is Woman, despite the fact it's adrift at 210 to 220. It has 10 times the amount of money on it today than Fifth Affair, who's 420 into 340. So that just goes to show you, and I say it repeatedly, the fluctuations don't mean everything that means the horse. It's the only one that's been supported. In the fourth here, which is the Swept Handicap, which is three-year-old Colton Gelding's maiden over 1250. And according to our linguistic race caller, the toppy, Hong Qigong, is a $2.90 favourite. Reflectivity at $8.50. Absolute with blinkers on at $5.50. Lights is out. I haven't written the deduction down there. I'll get it for you in a minute. Star of the Seas at $4.80. Icon of Dubai at $4.60. Paray, the first starter, at $8. Spencer, out no deduction. And End of the Road at $26. Very, very little activity here. Most popular runner overall is Star of the Seas, and it's been 5 into 460 back to 480 today. It is the grand total of $76 in front of Hong Qigong, who's been 320 into 290 this morning, but Hong Qigong has more money on it this morning than Star of the Seas. And third pick is Absolute, who's been 7 into 650 into 550 today. Half as much invested on it today as Hong Qigong has.
Yeah, well, Absolute probably leads now unchallenged with the blinkers first time at lights coming out. So no surprise Absolute's been found. Reflectivity handy. I don't think End of the Road will get too far back off the inside gate. And Brendan Abdullah probably has the chance to settle Hong Chi Kong a bit closer to them this time, Ray.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on the toppy Hong Chi Kong, Paul. I thought his comeback run in the Faiga race at Canterbury late last month was super. That was over 1,100 metres, and when Brenton was able to get Hong Chi Kong out into the clear at the top of the straight, he really let down hard and closed fast to just miss to catch Faiga. It was a terrific return. Lightly raced Pierro Colt has always shown promise, and getting out to the 12.50 today is going to suit him perfectly. Tempo a slight concern. Paul mentioned Absolute may get a soft lead here. That's probably the only negative I could find, really, Paul. But I think with even luck in running, he's clear the horse to beat. Big watch here, though, on number six, Icon of Dubai. This is a colt that the Team Snowden stable have always had an opinion of. And he did show promise against some smart horses when last in work. Had the four starts, didn't win a race, but ran some blinders. His recent trial at Randwick was a good pointer that he's come up well. He'll run a good, solid race on his return here. Look, number two, Reflectivity. Look, I know his comeback run at the Beaumont track was disappointing. I dare say they'll try and ride him a bit more conservatively today, Paul. Maybe with cover. He was exposed outside a leader at Newcastle. Just didn't finish that race off. And a first starter here has caught my eye at the trials. Number seven, I think it's announced Paray. Its most recent trial at Rosehill was jogging going down the centre of the track. If he'd pressed the button, I think he could have swooped on the leaders. Lovely type, and he could be one to run a race at odds.
Whoops, we've lost him there. His line's topped out. All right, uh-huh. Paul. Yeah, okay, Paul, we'll go to you. We'll get Ray back in a moment. Your thoughts, Paul?
Yeah, my thoughts here, Sean, 1, 5, 3, and 6. I'm with Ray, Hong Chi Kong on top. For all the reasons Ray already covered, really, that 1,100 metres out to 1,250, and he should be able to get a bit closer in the run. I was really taken with that first up run. The 5-star of the seas, Ray didn't have this one in his numbers, but I like him. He's an Ocean Park 3-year-old. He hit the line hard on debut behind Sprinting to Win. Sprinting the winner since come out and won again. He won at Kembla on Saturday. So a bit of form developing out of that Newcastle race. The 3 Absolute, the fact that the blinkers go on first time may give him a bit of improvement because he needs it from what I've seen today. And the 6 Icon of Dubai, this horse oozes class. No surprise race if the stable have a big opinion of him. But I'm convinced he's a mile a plus on a big track. So the 12.50 around here today is probably a bit sharp. But keep an eye on him for hitting the line late. Number one on top, clearly, boys. 1, 5, 3, and 6.
All right, Ray, we got you back. Your wrap up on that.
Yeah, sorry, boys. Numbers were 1, 6, 2, and 7. Hong Chi Kong on top.
All right, now the fifth, the tab.com, that are you handicap out of full field here, Munts?
Yeah, and we've got Nick Tock here. The toppy is On the Drift out to $3.50. Classic Records at 61. Old Man Sam at 12. In Times of War, an odds on favourite at $1.95. Valier at $12. Epic Dan at 17. Lady Zhivago at 9. Bright Future at 11. Today, more invested on Nick Tock than in Times of War, and Nick Tock is $2.80 to $3.50. In the same period of time, in Times of War is $2.30 to $1.95. Once again, fluctuations don't mean investments. But overall, in Times of War, has double the amount of money on it than what Nick Tock has. They went up $2.30, Nick Tock $2.80 in Times of War. When we did Formline last night, in Times of War was into favouritism at $2.40. Nick Tock had got to $2.50 at that stage, and it opened $2.80 this morning, now $3.50. In Times of War, opened $2.30 this morning, now $1.95.
Yeah, look, on paper, the race doesn't map really well for Nick Tock, which is why he's probably getting the blows. He's drawn the outside gate. He's a speedy customer, but he's got to get across Old Man Sam from Barrier 1 and Bright Future from Barrier 5. They've also got Wallier, Epic Dan kicking up to keep things interesting. So in Times of War, drawn one inside the outside gate, but I would expect Karen McAvoy lets a bit of that pace go and probably just tucks in behind them, right?
Yeah, she can jump and run sometimes, can't she, Paul, in Times of War? But I agree. I think Karen looked to take a sit. This is a good matchup between a horse who just keeps winning, Nick Tock, 7 starts, 6 wins, and 1 minor place. He's won his last 3 up against a mare in Times of War who's very honest, 8 starts, but only 2 wins and 6 seconds. But when you go through a form course, it's taken some good mares like Bonnie O'Reilly and Memes to beat her. She's a genuine Saturday class mare, resuming here in the midweeks. I think one of the race stuff is the key here. If Kerry McAvoy can find some cover, she's the horse to beat in times of war. I've loved her two trials. Even that last trial at Warwick Farm, 7th of 8, she was never let go. Classy mare, I think she can win this, number 4, in times of war. The danger, definitely the toppy number 1, Nick Tock. As Paul suggested, the outside gate is a concern, but this horse is so genuine. He's a fighter, he loves to win, and he goes into this race rock-hard fit, whereas in times of war is first up. Number 7, Lady Zhivago, with the claim, gets in very well at the weights. Her second up stats are good, and she can run a race here, an 8 bright future, consistent, the best of the rest. But I think the two faves, it's between them, Paul. Good little match-up this. I've got 4 in times of war on top. 4, 1, 7 and 8 in the fifth.
Yes, Ray, I'm with you. No need to go outside the two favourites for the opening leg of the quaddie. I'm 4, 1, 6 and 7. Same reasoning within times of war that you've made, Ray. I like the fact she's had those 8 starts, never missed a top 2 finish. She's got some real depth to her form, and I think she can take the next step this campaign starting today. Number 1, Nick Tock, 7 starts, 6 wins, 6 from 6 on good tracks. He's going to make In Times of War really work for her victory. It's a really intriguing little race. Number 6, Epic Dan, big odds about him. I'll be throwing him in for 3rd in the trifecta. He's won 3 from 4 this prep, loves a good track. He's been running in open country sprint class, which I like, coming back to benchmark grade. I think he'll run 3rd. And number 7, Lady Zhivago, she can definitely run 4th here off that first up return behind Tango Rain. 4, 1, 6 and 7 for me in the fifth.
Right, I raised 6 for our 3 Bright Future and 10 Young Huey.
Yeah, well, you can now have 350 to 310 Nick Tock, and in times of war, 195 to $2. The count today, there was just 1,500 on Nick Tock there, and it's 350 into $3.10. To race number 6, as Sean said, the hashtag the race is here, the benchmark 77 over 1,250. We'll start with Milwaukee with the concussion plates on the front there at $6.50. Smart Amelia with a tongue tie on it, $4.40. Bright Future out, no deduction. Centro Superior, it's getting out par, $10 now. Mercurial Ladder, $23. Piracy, the $3 favourite. All From Scrap at $4.80. Oakfield Ricky with a tongue tie on at $31. Vienna Romance at $7.50. Young Wheat is out, no deduction. Explosive Scene, I should say, with the bar plates on the front there at $31. Very, very minor betting race this. Piracy is the most popular runner overall, but only $51 in front of Centro Superior. Piracy, $4 at its best into $3, and today it's been $3.30 into $3. But put it this way, the most popular runner this morning is Oakfield Ricky, and it's $31 chance. So that tells you how little investment on the race here. But Paul, a lot more on Centro Superior than that $2 we had last night and then the $1,000.
Yeah, the big $1,000 bet. Well, it didn't scare you, though. You've been rolled it out to $10. So, interested in race thoughts here. I think there's good speed in the race. We've got Milwaukee, Piracy, All From Scrap, Oakfield, Ricky. So I think they'll move along. Mercurial Lad will keep them honest. So I'm looking for one that could settle off pace and finish hard, and obviously came up with Centro Superior. But keen to see what Ray thinks here, because we may be in cahoots here, Mr. Thomas.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page, aren't we, Paul? The tempo's the key, and I think we've both found Centro Superior. Run of the race stuff, it falls his way. Hugh Bowman to ride. Greg Hickman's got this horse in career best. He's stringing together consistent performances. He won at Warwick Farm 2 runs back off a Gosford win. Then last that over the 1,200 at Warwick Farm, again hit the line hard late behind Perizzata. Canterbury 1,250, no issue. That tempo's the key. He'll get back stalking them, and he'll be hitting the line hard, number 4, Centro Superior. And the value at $10, that's terrific odds. Better horses racing so consistently. Number 6.